USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the Defund the Police movement is being pushed by lawmakers, violent crime in major U.S. cities is spiraling out of control. Murders are up 22% in New York City, up 50% in Atlanta, and murders are up 800% in Portland, Oregon. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki puts the blame on violent crime on the Trump White House.
There's actually been a rise in crime over the course of the last year since the start of the pandemic, which actually predates President Biden taking office. We're focused on solutions here, and that's why we proposed putting $5 billion in the American Jobs Plan to help address community violent intervention programs, to help fund them. That's also why we fought for funding for state and local governments in the rescue plan, something many opposed. There was a lot of Republican opposition to that. That's helped keep cops on the beat and other public servants.
USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
More than one-third of the United States population is unprepared for retirement, a new poll by Technometrica Institute of Policy and Politics found. A total of 36% of Americans do not have savings earmarked for retirement, and 38% plan to work beyond the age of 65. The percentage of people without retirement savings is highest among those earning less than $30,000 a year. The poll was conducted in April and did not disclose how many people were questioned. Reuters is reporting President Biden has decided to use imported metals to build electric vehicles in the United States. It's part of a plan to pacify environmentalists, two administration officials with direct knowledge told Reuters. In a follow-up, a suspicious package delivered to the home of U.S. Senator Rand Paul on Monday and reported to law enforcement had a powdery substance was found not to be dangerous in preliminary analysis. Tuesday, during an interview, Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, says he's tired of the double standard applied to the political right compared to the left on threats and violence. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This day in history, Flash, 1897. The first copies of the classic vampire novel, Dracula, by Irish writer Bram Stoker, appear in London bookshops. Stoker would go on to publish 17 novels in all, but it was his 1897 novel, Dracula, that eventually earned him literary fame. Flash, 1927. Henry Ford and his son Edsel drive the 15 millionth Model T Ford out of their factory, marking the famous automobile's official last day of production. Flash, 1907.
American opportunity has no limits, has been known to knock more than once. How about you very young people who see a tough life ahead? But when Lee surrendered to Grant at Appomattox, Booker T. Washington was a 9-year-old slave. Yet by the time he was 28, he became president of Tuskegee Institute. And at 8, Charles Lindbergh was flying a kite, wondering how it'd feel to be up that high. At 9, Burt Bacharach was thinking the piano lessons would never end. How many of you are pushing 50 and complaining that the country is going to Crispus Attucks was in his 40s when he died on State Street in Boston, fighting for the freedom that we share. And John F. Kennedy was 44 when he asked not what his country could do for him, but what he could do for his country.
Actor John Wayne, an icon of the American West, is born in Winterset, Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bryant.